Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 17 today. Psalm 17 is another Psalm of David. It's not too long. It's only 15 verses. And I feel like noting that because tomorrow, Psalm 18 is kind of an epic psalm. It's not as long as many of the long ones, but it's 50 verses. It's going to be quite a reading. So that'll be different from what we've been doing in the past. But we're going to look at Psalm 17 today. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goes not out on feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes look upon equity. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and find nothing. I have purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. As for the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to thy paths, my feet have not slipped. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt answer me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest them which put their trust in thee, from them that rise up against them by thy right hand. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings, from the wicked that spoil me, my deadly enemies that compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. With the mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes to cast us down to the earth. He's like a lion that is greedy of its prey, and as it were, a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, confront him, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked by thy sword. From men by thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world whose portion is in this life, whose belly you fill with your treasure and are satisfied with children and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I shall behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. There is a lot of body imagery. David opens up in verse 1 how he speaks with unfeigned lips, and his heart is proved, and his mouth is set to not transgress. He has steady feet, and his speech is under control. Even God is involved in this. God's own lips, God's own ears, God's hand. And all of this body imagery, particularly verses 1 through 6 for David, speaks to his steady, concerted effort to maintain a life that is good, sincere, charitable. He works with his hands, he works with his feet, he works with his lips to have good, sincere, charitable living. So this body imagery emphasizes that detailed, diligent effort that he's making. And in verses 8 through 12, he moves into a different type of imagery, not of just his own body, but that of the enemy and himself. Verse 8, keep me as the apple of the eye and under your wing. These are strong, powerful images. Verses 9 through 12, keep me as the apple of your eye. From verses 9 through 12, the spoilers, and that's not spoilers to movies, right? This would be those who invade and take and ravage and steal, from spoilers, from enemies, people who are enclosed in their own fat and pride, who encircle the weak ones, who are like lions lurking in secret places. This is what's fun about Bible poetry. Because it's poetry, it's a form of art that is expressive and invoking strong images and ideas. And David's body is focused on doing the right things, and when he looks out, the enemies circle, and they're fat in their pride, and they're strong like lions lurking. And it's a really moving image. Verse 14 is challenging to me. Number one, it's a little challenging to get the language right. And number two, when I figure it out, it's challenging to think about. David is asking for help from the men of the world whose portion is in this life. And then David says, you've filled their belly and you're satisfying them with children. And they have enough to leave it to their babes and to their offspring as time goes on. And God says, look, Or David says, look, God, you are helping. The men from whom I need to be delivered, they have everything they need. And then he counters that with verse 15. As for me, I shall behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. That satisfaction is something that we need to think about. Let's read it again. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer that goes not out on feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence, let thine eyes look upon equity. For thou hast proved mine heart, thou hast visited me in the night, thou hast tried me and find nothing. I have purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. As for the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to thy paths, my feet have not slipped. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt answer me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest them which put their trust in thee, from those that rise up against them by thy right hand. Keep me as the apple of the eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wings, from the wicked that spoil me, my deadly enemies that compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat, with their mouths they speak proudly. They've now encompassed us in our own steps. They've set their eyes to cast us down to the earth. He's like a lion that's greedy of its prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, confront him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked by thy sword, from men by thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world in whose portion is this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy treasure. They are satisfied with children. They leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I shall behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. What do we have here in verse 15? Somehow satisfaction at waking with God's likeness. Figure that one out. That's what I'm telling myself to do. And it isn't a matter of finding out what the definition of that sentence is and what the description is supposed to mean, but rather I need to take some time to think this through. Because if I can get that one embedded in my heart as this growing and moving image of being with God and waking with his likeness, I think I will be able to take assurance against those who have everything they need but don't have God. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.